crazy.
Texas A&M did come out with research confirming most desert plants prefer ZZ Top over the Rolling Stones.
I would concur with that. And the air is fine unless you have allergies. But being out there, you know, you just start sucking in that air, and if you have allergies, the more, you know, you kind of self-inoculate yourself. You know, you just get a bunch of it in. But
the number one preferred program on Saturday mornings is Rosie on the House. Plants do enjoy that better than any. The health that they receive afterwards.
Correct.
It, you know, goes a long way for adding your curb appeal to your home.
So, but yeah, besides, you know, getting great exercise and having a great workout by working out in the yard, you know, plants are great for, we mentioned curb appeal and building value into your home. And
yeah, we have studies that show you can get up to 15% more for your house with a well-landscaped, taken-care-of yard. It really attracts people to your home.
Once you put in a landscape, the more mature it gets, the more valuable it becomes. Or a lot of other improvements, you put it in, and the longer and older it gets, the less value it becomes. It's a living investment.
Absolutely. Those mature shade trees on a house, when people look at it and look at the energy bills and the savings, placing those trees in the right place can really save here in Arizona.
And then the mental aspect of just being out and enjoying nature right in your own, the comfort of your own yard.
Yeah, we're really expanding those, the inside to the outside, sitting out on your patio, eating outside, those living rooms and couches and wonderful comfy chairs now outside.
Well, and in our case, empty nesters, you know, now we come home, it's light enough now, you know, that we come home, we sit out on the porch and, you know, get caught up on the day. And so it also creates a great environment for communicating with your wife or your kids or that sort of thing too. So, you know, if you didn't have a really nice place to sit and enjoy that, it wouldn't be quite as conducive. So it just creates all kinds of things. Plus the wildlife aspect. I mean, we talked about pollinators, but, you know, we've got quail in our neighborhood. I live, you know, pretty much in town. You have quail and songbirds and, you know, even owls and hawks and all kinds of things that you can have right there in the city if you've got a great place for those.
We have Laura in Green Valley. It'll be our final caller for this hour. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. I just wanted to grow a grapevine, and our soil here is so bad that I thought that I probably needed to put it in a pot, or I would prefer to put it in a pot, and I just need to know what size of a pot would be good.
Well, you could certainly grow them in a pot. You know, grapes don't need really great soil, but, you know, if you want to grow it in a container, if that makes more sense for you, sure, go for it. I would say something at least 20 inches wide and 18 to 24 inches deep, you know, something the size of an old wine barrel or whiskey barrel, that kind of size pot would be a great size for that. So, you know, something pretty sizable so you're not having to repot it in just a couple of years, because a grapevine's going to get big. And you probably don't want to have to repot it.
Okay, so 20 inches wide and 18 deep.
That'd be minimum. I mean, minimum. I would go bigger than that. I would go more like 24 to 30 inches wide and 18 to 24 inches deep if I could. You know, something in that ballpark would be really, then you'd never have to do it again.
Oh, great. Okay, that sounds terrific. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
And then I know she's a little farther south than Tucson, but Tucson has a huge pottery plant called, I think it's the, they used to have a gal, she actually moved to Hawaii, but she had wrote a book specifically on doing potted plants in the desert called Get Potted, which was pretty good. I can see her name, but it's escaping me. But they have she used to give sessions at the pottery warehouse in Tucson, and it's just miles of container pots. So if you're looking for something of that size, that's a close resource I know that can help you get started.
I have the name of the book for you. Getting Potted in the Desert. Is that the one you were
yes.
thinking?
Good. Can you, yeah, the author's name there, Melina Paluni.
Marilee.
Yeah, Marilee Pengman.
Thank you.
No wonder you couldn't remember.
Well, she moved to Hawaii. She spent all this time in the desert, wrote books, and then moved to a little 40-acre haven on a island that's like less than 10 miles long.
Maybe she was tired of all the hard work.
For 40 acres on a 10-mile island, she owns about half of it. Yeah. And you can also go to plant-something.org and find a nursery in Tucson. We have nurseries, members in Tucson, and most of them would probably have some pots or containers or be able to help you with sourcing that as well.
Now, final wrap-up we talked about. It's time to plant everything. It's time to trim everything. It's time to fertilize everything. It's time to pre-emerge everything. We really didn't cover water. How are we doing on our
well,
waters?
Well, you know, we probably need to maybe think about going out there and turning that. Hopefully you've had your sprinkler controller off, unless you have brand new plants that you've been planting. But, you know, upper 80s, 90s, we might want to be starting to think about watering a few things again. Certainly not to the extent that we will this summer. But this is also a great time to go through that system. Take a weekend. If we're going to turn it back on, let's cycle it through. Station 1, 2, 3, so forth. Turn it on, walk around. See where those, if it hasn't been running in a while especially, see where those heads are shooting. Are they going where they're supposed to go? Maybe do a little sprinkler repair. Just like a roof, you don't want to wait till you have a leak. Sprinklers, you don't want to wait till you got dead stuff this summer when it's hot.